forward to it now. Going to be a huge, huge battle for us at the weekend. But listen, that's where we want to be. Make no secret about it. We want the journey to continue for as long as possible. You know, we're really enjoying our year, and suppose if we can get our game plan right at the weekend, hopefully we'll get over the line. But listen, we're under no illusion to the side of the battle that faces us. You know, Galway are real good side. So listen, we'll have to bring our A game this weekend if we have any chance of getting through.
Yeah, there was those that will say, you know, but given your run in Donegal, defeating Leif Colomb and teams like that, and you know, the route in Donegal to get out of Donegal, Clonhilly in the final, you're battle hardened.
Oh, definitely, Tom. I definitely agree with that. There, I think we are battle hardened, and I think a lot of that there is down to the Division 2 this year, you know, the league where, you know, we came from behind, you know, and maybe got draws in games, and we, got 1-point victories at different times, you know, and I think that stood to us in Championship as well. We won one of our group games by a point, we lost another group game by a point.
That was the hero, was it, yeah?
It was here, you know, and listen, you know, we've been knocking on the door in every single game we played this year. You know, that I don't think, bar one or two games, you know, when we didn't perform at all, every other game we've been in it right up until the end. And hopefully that there's the way it'll be on Sunday, you know, that if we can be there with 10 minutes to go, I think we're in with a fighting chance.
Yeah, of course, this is your second year in there now. Yourself and Andy Brennan were there last year. You're in there with Brendan McCready this year. Obviously, it took you a while to get used to them, and they used you as well.
There's no quick fiction anything, Tom, you know, so I think there was a few factors last year, you know, that we looked at the end of the year. You know, we were getting a lot of boys back from injury near the end of the year coming into Championship. We were beat by a good Glenfinnan side by a point with the last kick of the game, you know, so it wasn't that we were doing an awful lot wrong. You know, I think this year we've been very fortunate as regards injuries. We've had very few. We've been working off quite a small panel throughout the league. You know, we basically kept it 15, 16, 17 man days, so that guys were getting football with either the seniors or reserves throughout the whole time. So everybody's been playing football, and everybody's been getting plenty of football throughout the year. And I think that stood to us then come Championship, that, you know, whenever we needed guys to go in and do a job, that they were able to do that. You know, and I suppose, listen, you've had a wee bit of luck along the way this year too, which is, you know, you need that any year you're going to be successful, you know.
Yeah, and of course the other thing you need, and it's probably one of the most worn cliches of all, you have the good mix of youth and experience. You have guys that have suffered the painful, sorrowful days, and the young guys maybe that haven't experienced it but have the football talent and the ability.
We have a great mix. I think, look at it, kind of 18 to 38, you know, there's a 20-year range there, and as you say, like, there's boys there that have lost two or three finals, and then even some of the younger boys, you know, they lost an under-21 final last year, you know, and suppose they were able to draw on that, their experience in the Championship this year, you know, whenever they were behind, you know, and there was a lot of hurt, you know, and they went to the well a couple of times this year, and listen, I think they're prepared to go to the well again this Sunday, and I think they're going to need to. You know, I think it's going to come down to that again this Sunday, that it's going to be nip and tuck, and hopefully we're in the fight with 10 minutes to go, and listen, if we are, hopefully we'll get over the line.
What has your research and reconnaissance told you about, or what have you learned about Galbally?
They're a good say, Tom. You know, we saw them there last week against Duncan and Father Roxton in a league final. I think they needed to win the game to win the league, you know, so they won Division 2 and they're drawn champions. Again, like ourselves, there's a nice mix of youth and experience. You know, I think they won an under-21 A championship in Tyrone last year, the year before, you know, so those guys are coming through. They have a forward line that a lot of senior teams in Tyrone or Donegal would be, you know, very, very thankful of. You know, guys that can take scores anywhere inside 50 metres. You know, there were four apiece at half-time last week, and the two boys, Daniel Kerr and Conor Donahue, off the bench at half-time. And within 10 minutes, they had five on the board, and it was game over, you know. So they're lethal whenever they get moving. And young Liam Rafferty, too, who would have been in Tyrone senior panel this year, you know, ball carrier, very, very good ball carrier, you know. So listen, and they have a lot of big men around the middle. So listen, they're a good team. They're a good team, you know. And suppose the chat is that they've been, people have been talking them up as favourites for the Ulster Intermediate, and even they're chatting with a few people over the last couple of weeks. You know, people think that they're going to make a quick transition at senior level, a bit like Trillick there a couple of years back when they came out of Intermediate and it didn't take them too long to win a senior championship. I think they're chatting about this Galway in the same sort of vein at the moment. So listen, they're a good side, a lot of pace about them. So listen, it's going to be a massive battle at the weekend, Tom, absolutely massive battle. But listen, we're up for the battle and we're ready for it, and hopefully we can come out the right side of it.
And on the health-wise side of it, how are you?
We're good. Listen, we're minus Daniel Brennan, who's suspended, unfortunately. A couple of guys kind of still recovering from last week from the under-21 game that went to extra time. But listen, that part and parcel of football. You know, I think everybody will be all fit and ready to go come the weekend. And we'll, thankfully, Barry Daniel, we have a full, clean, healthy panel to choose from.